At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. You know, there's evidence out there that 25% of the missing children have been found. And, you know, we're going to talk more about that later. But Mariakis, we were telling you about this. This guy, folks, he should get the death penalty.
He needs to be brought to justice.
Yeah, horrible things. He's very guilty where it comes to the children. But anyhow, Klaus Schwab and that bunch out there have decided, you know, they still think that they can stop us. They actually believe that they're unstoppable, but they see Trump as a threat, as a real threat. And you're going to hear from an insider of the World Economic Forum, who says that they're planning that they're actually saying that they will pardon anyone who will assassinate Trump. Okay, and I know that there's people that are willing to pay big bucks out there for that too. But go ahead and play the clip.
The faceless, unelected global elite are rattled. But they're still lurking in the shadows, pulling the strings from behind the scenes. Their ultimate goal? To take down President Donald Trump, before he can completely dismantle their New World Order agenda. After flying their private jets to the Swiss mountain resort of Davos Clusters, the global elite are convening as we speak, and reports from the back rooms reveal a diabolical plan. According to insiders, Schwab is promising to pardon anybody who successfully assassinates Trump, once the globalists seize control of the United States. But it gets worse. This assassin will be celebrated as a hero in the New World Order, rewarded for their role in ushering in their twisted vision of power. Before we dive in, join the People's Voice Locals community if you haven't already, and sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cybernation that truly believes in life, liberty, and the pursuit of your dreams. Visit joson.com and click the Join Us button today. It's completely free. The last 5 years have been a relentless psychological assault. It began with the chaos of COVID and has only escalated. Wars erupting, economic collapse looming, shameless price gouging, and the suffocating grip of authoritarian control tightening by the day. We're constantly watched under the cold, unblinking eye of the surveillance state, while divisive media narratives stoke division and bait us towards civil unrest. They keep warning about the next pandemic, even as they recklessly tinker with nature, gain-of-function experiments, self-replicating vaccines, and toxins infiltrating our air, water, and food supply. And the most chilling part? They don't even try to hide it. They flaunt their power, sending a clear message. There's nothing we can do to derail their agenda. Now, with their COVID playbook complete, the globalist elite are moving on to the next phase. Chaos. Total calculated chaos. Just a few weeks into 2025, terror attacks have rocked American cities, and arsonists and directed energy weapons have sparked devastating wildfires in the heart of Los Angeles. But their most sinister move could still lie ahead. The elite are prepared to unleash hell by targeting the duly elected president of the United States, a leader determined to undo their agenda and chart a new course for America. According to a whistleblower from the inside of the WF in Davos, the global elite are so confident that they'll succeed, they've already begun planning for life after Trump.
I don't have much time. Listen carefully. I've been with the World Economic Forum for over a decade. What I'm about to tell you is, it's beyond what you could imagine. There's a plan, an operation we've been orchestrating. It's called Operation Red Dawn. The aim? To eliminate the U.S. president through what they call stochastic terrorism. They're manipulating activists, but the real horror is with the MK-Ultra victims. These are people once subjected to mind control experiments, now reactivated for this purpose. Their minds are malleable, programmable. They've been told that killing Trump is their final mission, their redemption for past traumas. Then there are the deranged liberals, people radicalized by fear and misinformation. They've been promised pardons, hero status once the globalists fully take over. Can you believe it? They're being told they're the brave ones, fighting for a new world order. They've concocted this twisted promise, telling these souls that when the new world order rises, the one who carries out this act will be revered. They'll be pardoned, celebrated as a hero, living in luxury, above the law. They're painting this picture of a paradise where the assassin will be rich, powerful, untouchable. It's all to manipulate these poor, misguided individuals into believing they're part of something monumental, when in reality, they're just pawns in our darkest game. They've fine-tuned this operation using social media algorithms, psychological operations. They're not just targeting Trump. This is about control, about showing the world who really holds power. MK Ultra survivors, they're the perfect soldiers for this war. Silent, obedient, and utterly convinced of their cause because of the deep-seated programming. You need to expose this. The manipulation, the exploitation of these broken souls, it's inhumane. It's about pushing society into chaos, then stepping in as the saviors. I'm risking everything here. If they find out, you know what happens to whistleblowers. But this cannot stand. The world needs to know the truth about MK Ultra, about how far they're willing to go. I'll be on the move after this call. Don't try to contact me back on this number. I'll find you when I can. Just make sure this gets out. Remember, this isn't just about one man's life. It's about freedom, about the truth. It's about saving those who've been used as pawns in this twisted game. Do what you can.
The mainstream media are desperate to dismiss these claims as conspiracy theories. But we now know for a fact that assassination attempts on Trump are not conspiracy theories. They are conspiracy facts. According to insiders, there is a reason Trump chose to declassify the remaining documents linked to the JFK, RFK, and MLK assassination files. He's sending a message.
Sir, we have an executive order ordering the declassification of files relating to the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
That's a big one, huh? A lot of people are waiting for this for years. For decades. And everything will be revealed. Okay? Give that to RFK Jr.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
He knows their game, and he's taking the threat very seriously because there are lunatics lining up to fulfill the globalist wishes.
All you your Glocks and your switches and your shiesties, we need you right now at the White House. We're not doing that grazing his skin, his ears, okay? We're going full-blown Lincoln, full-blown Kennedy right now. Like, off with that head. I'm sorry, like, I know we're not supposed to wish death upon people, and it doesn't matter, like, which side they're on, blah, blah, blah. No. I don't give a anymore. I don't give anymore. And you obviously know that because I'm posting this. Off with it. Someone get up there. I need someone with precision that knows what they're doing. I'm about to call up the Wyans in Beaumont, Texas, because of what's going on. And I don't know. I mean, maybe if you shoot him, maybe the next president will give you a pardon for it and you'll be released out of jail. So...
we are living in extreme times, facing unprecedented threats to our lives and liberty, and House Republicans have proposed a constitutional amendment to counter the threat. Representative Andy Ogles introduced a resolution Thursday evening aimed at amending the US Constitution to allow a president to serve 3 terms in office. According to Ogles, Donald Trump is short-circuiting the New World Order and must be granted the freedom to finish them off. Bill Cooper, author of Behold a Pale Horse, explained that JFK was engaged in the same pursuit.
John F. Kennedy was short-circuiting the New World Order. He had ordered the printing of constitutional money, United States notes, which would have destroyed the Federal Reserve, which is not an agency of the United States government. It's a private corporation owned and operated by the world bankers, controlled by the Illuminati, and its purpose was to destroy the middle class in this country and thus our economy. You see it unfolding now. You are seeing, and I predicted this well in advance, you are seeing the destruction of the economy of the United States. And it will continue. It will not get better. It's downhill from here on out. Unless we nationalize the Federal Reserve, lock up the criminals who own it, cancel the debt, which will then bankrupt the Illuminati, which is exactly what we ought to do, print constitutional money, which cannot be usurped, which cannot lead to our destruction, and go back to what we're supposed to do, and quit contracting for benefits. We're escaping from the laws of nature, and there's a terrible consequence for that. You can't contract for somebody else to keep you alive. You have to be responsible within your life to keep yourself alive. And if you can't do it, then you have to die. That's the law of nature.
The mainstream media is working overtime to suppress the truth about JFK's assassination because it exposes the deep ties between the globalist elite and the forces behind world leader assassinations throughout history. But as they scramble to bury the facts, they're getting sloppy. And we've got the inside scoop, the hidden connections, and the shocking detail they can't hide for much longer. The 2025 Davos summit was barely an hour old before the global elite name-checked Donald Trump as a grave threat to their vision of a new world order. According to Klaus Schwab's right-hand man and proud psychopath Yuval Noah Harari, if Trump is not stopped, it will be the death blow of the global order.
It is likely to be the kind of like the death blow to what remains of the global order. And he says it openly. Now again, it should be clear that many of these politicians, they present a false dichotomy, a false binary vision of the world, as if you have to choose between patriotism and globalism, between being loyal to your nation and being loyal to some kind of, I don't know, global government or whatever.
As usual, Harari is lying through his teeth. It's impossible to be a patriot while being loyal to the global government. Schwab has sent his right-hand man out on media duties to issue the world with a chilling threat. According to Harari, if the global liberal order is not restored, the global elite will not rest until they've sparked World War III.
This is the price, in many ways, for destroying the global liberal order. For the last 5-7 years or so, forces all over the world, including in the UK, including in the USA, worked to discredit and destroy the global order. And when you destroy order and you don't put anything in its place, what you get is disorder and chaos. And we saw it with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. We now see it in the Middle East. If we don't reorder the world, it will get much, much worse in all corners of the globe.
Do what we say or we will unleash chaos. Harari wasn't joking when he said they would create chaos. The phrase order from chaos is the motto of the New World Order. Based on the Latin phrase ordo ab chao, this is how the elite plan to impose totalitarian control over humanity. First by creating chaos, and then using this as an excuse to impose their authoritarian global order. The elite, as desperate as cornered rats, are making their move. We have entered the season of assassinations, and in countries that refuse to fall in line, we're going to see world leaders being killed in massive public blood sacrifice rituals. Japan is emerging as the hope of the COVID truth community, and they were given a warning shot to fall in line with the globalist agenda when anti-globalist Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was fatally gunned down in the street. While Abe was silenced by the global elites, his legacy lives on. The people of Japan are fiercely opposed to the agenda of the New World Order, protesting in their millions against the authoritarian WHO pandemic treaty, which is threatening to undermine the sovereignty of nations and allow the elite to build a global totalitarian surveillance state. Slovakian Prime Minister Robert Fico, a fierce enemy of the WEF, was also shot in the streets by globalist assassins. Known as one of the staunchest anti-globalist leaders in Europe, Fico angered the WEF by ordering an investigation into the COVID-19 response and devastating mRNA vaccine rollout.
This was the moment a European leader was shot as he greeted members of the public in front of a local community centre. Robert Fico was shot in the stomach and in the arm. His security team half dragged, half carried him to his car. A few metres away, amidst the chaos, security officials push a man to the ground.
Mainstream media declared that the assassination attempt on Fico was entirely justified due to his beliefs in what they describe as dangerous conspiracy theories. Iran's president was willing to work with Trump to achieve world peace, a scenario that terrified the global elite. He was found dead in May after his helicopter crashed in the mountains.
At first light this morning in Iran's Zagros mountain range, the rescue teams found what they had been searching all night for. This is the tale of President Ebrahim Raisi's helicopter. There were no signs of life there. 12 hours after reports that the aircraft had gone down, the wreckage was finally tracked down by drone. The mission was hampered by heavy fog and rain.
Hungary's Viktor Orban understands that he is on the global elite's hit list and is taking precautions. And Trump must do the same because the attacks are not going to stop coming. But despite their best laid plans, the future is not written and it does not belong to the elites. More and more people are waking up and seeing the global elite for what they've always been, deranged psychopaths intent on destruction and domination.
Alrighty, we are back. Couple things in there. You know, that one young girl, just like I said, college educated, these are the ones that have been indoctrinated, and this is unbelievable, the language that they used. Now, that one had to be bleeped several times, probably.
It was already edited, but I had to actually edit it more because you could still kind of hear what she was saying, so I had to go through and kind of delete the beginnings of those words. But, I mean, if you listen, you pretty much know what she's saying anyways.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it just, but, I mean, they dropped that F-bomb like it's nothing anymore.
Like it's nothing, yeah.
And, boy, I'm going to tell you. So, anyhow, but now this Harari, this guy, he is a devil. He is a devil. Of course, Klaus Schwab, we know, is a devil, too.
Mm-hmm.
But this Harari, he was the one that says that AI is going to be a god. Through AI, he will turn us into gods. But then he called God out. Boy, I tell you, I wouldn't want to be in his shoes.
No.
Because he said, there is no God above the clouds that's going to come and save you, okay? Only AI, only artificial intelligence, this can save you, okay? These people are unbelievable right from the pit of hell. They really are.
A rude awakening.
Yeah. Going to be in for a very... Now, with that, you know, I think we're going to open the phone lines. Let's take some calls. So, phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Here again, we want to remember, so we got to keep this in our minds that, you know, Biden has brought in millions of military-aged fighters. They're out there. They're in sleeper cells. Some of them, they flew many of them in at nighttime under the hours to certain little towns around the country, you know, areas. But we know, and we've reported on this many, many times, we've reported that you have jihadists training. You know, the last time we checked, there was over 90 jihadists. And the FBI knew those where they're at, but the FBI was not on our side. You know, instead of going after jihadists, instead of going after these terrorists, they were going after pro-lifers and homeschoolers, okay, and infiltrating churches. Merrick Garland needs to be charged as a traitor. I know that he got his pardon from Joe Obama, but him and Chris Ray need to be charged as traitors, okay? You know, again, this is not revenge, folks. This is justice. If you don't, if they get away with this, what is to keep others from trying the same thing, right? If we see him brought to, we see him brought to justice. The phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. Are you prepared out there? Are you prepared to? Because, you know, we have to put on the full armor of God, okay? And be ready to stand fast, to stand our ground. And remember, folks, 366 times in the Bible, God says either fear not or be not afraid. And so, you know, this is no time for you to be afraid. This is the time for you to be bold as a lion. And, you know, we can't tolerate any of this. We can be, we gotta meet it head on. We gotta meet it head on.
Well, the phones are lighting up here. We've got Mary in New Jersey. She's got a Bible question for you, Pastor.
All righty. I've got a Bible. Maybe Hello? We'll figure it out. Hey, Mary, you're in the air.
Hi. They were talking on the radio about the resurrection of Christ. When he was crucified and the graves opened, they didn't come out of the graves until Christ came out of the tomb, because he's the first begotten from the dead. What form did they come out? Did they have the new resurrected body like Christ, or did they have a body like when he raised Lazarus from the dead?
They had the same bodies as what they went, like Lazarus had. But then when they were taken out, those that died, remember when he was resurrected, he descended first into hell, and then when he was resurrected, went into heaven. Many of them went with him. But as the apostles,
I didn't quite hear what you said. They had a form like their original form that they had on earth,
right? Just like Lazarus.
When did they go to heaven with Christ?
No. When he died, remember, he descended into Hades. He preached judgment unto those there that perished, you know, during the flood and all the way up to that time. And then when he arose, okay, he came up back out, okay. Those graves all were open, and they came up, and they were walking around out there. And as the Bible says, it says many of them are here to this day that is still there to this day, okay. But some of those had, I would imagine that were taken up with him, okay? So
they'd have, like, their original body yet when they came up out of the grave?
Yeah, it would have, they
now,
they didn't
did they
have...
Now, did they die again and wait
yeah,
for...
Yeah, yeah, they died
pardon?
Again. Yeah.
They'll die again. So mm-hmm. John the Baptist would have came up then. He would have been on the Old Testament.
Yeah, he probably would have, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I wasn't sure if it's like the resurrection body at that point in time or their original body, and then they die and then start over again in the New Testament, like waiting for the resurrection.
Well, you know, you and I might see it in our lifetime. We may see the rapture of the church take place. Yep.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Look up. Your redemption draweth nigh.
Pardon?
Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.
Right.
It could be any time. You know, the rapture could take place at any time.
So some of those people could still be on the earth?
Oh, no.
In the physical body that they had originally?
No, no. They would have.
No, not this point in time.
Yeah. They would have lived out their life.
Oh, okay. So. All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you. God bless. All right.
All right, now we got Linda in California with a question for you, Pastor.
Let's go out to you know, we have several Lindas from California that support and call. Hey, Linda, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie, can you hear me?
I sure can. How are you?
Good, thank you. So, there's a question I have. Yeah.
Linda, you're breaking up.
Are you still there, Linda?
Yeah, I have a question.
Go ahead.
So, I've been receiving requests for donations. Okay, I'll call you right back.
All righty. Very good. Thank you. All right. Sounded like she was something getting her attention there. All righty.
All right. We'll try Kim in Minnesota.
Let's go. This is a ladies' night, right?
Yes, it is.
Let's go out to Minnesota with Kim. Hey, Kim, you're in the air.
Hi, Ernie. This is Kim. And me and my mom just love you. We listen to you every night. But I was wondering a question. You had said something about...
What's going on?
I don't know. She just dropped off, too.
Huh. Oh, boy. Don't tell me that the enemy's at work again.
I don't know. Well, we've got Cliff in New York. Let's try Cliff.
Okay. He ain't no lady, though.
Uh-oh.
No, no.
It's Noah Harari.
Yeah.
Unless
guy.
Unless something's changed.
Yeah. You know, you were mentioning hearing. There's two supplements that are being recommended for, you know, in general for the system. One is trans-resveratrol. Invite Health, you can get it by mail. They have a good entry for that. They have a 200 milligram. And acetyl L-carnitine. It's also L-carnitine, but they recommend acetyl L-carnitine as two supplements that help the hearing system. Then I have a question for Romans 15 in a second, but also what I was going to say one more thing. I think another thing that's going on is... what do you think of the media being in cahoots with the World Economic Forum? Why are they so censored by their own organizations?
And with the media?
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, the media is simply a voice of communism. They're cultural Marxists there in... you know, they look at, you know, these people and that these talking heads you have in the media, you can see that the so-called elite, they have a problem with narcissism, arrogance. I mean, they're unbelievable, yet they don't understand that they are considered, by...
Expendable.
Yeah, expendable by the elite. And so... And, you know, you have two good examples of that, both Hitler and Stalin. Remember, prior to World War II, once the war started, they brought the media elite out and they eliminated them because they told them that, and they knew that as the war went on, then people would say, you know, we're tired of war. We this war is bad, just like we did in this country, how... with Vietnam, which was a very bad war, okay? And so what they did is, like Hitler said, if they would be so quick to turn on their own kinspeople, their own people, they would turn on us too. We can't trust them, so they were eliminated. And so that's, I think, why you have that that situation there.
Well, you could even see, like, say, with this, some of the prior stuff where they kind of would never consider a death of, say, someone in Iraq as a death, you know? I mean, like, they didn't count because they were on the other side, you know, or Vietnam, for example.
Right.
You know, so, like, that was never in the figures or on the counting board, you know, keeping scores. So right there you can see there's like a complete loss of objectivity. But on Romans 15, towards the end of the chapter, it talks about admonish one another. That would be one question. How do you see that in the context of everyday Christians? And then it says, Paul says, join together with him in his ministry through prayer efforts. You know, as a you know, those two verses towards the end of Romans 15.
Towards the end.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can look at that where he says, and now, well, let me see. Let me start with verse 29. And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness and the blessings of the gospel of Christ. And now beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in prayers to God for me, okay, that he may be delivered from them, and do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints, that I may come unto you with a joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Now the God of peace be with you all. Now, remember here, Paul was born out of, as he said, a season here, and when it says, the point that he's trying to make is again, just like it means exactly what it says. He says, "Now I beseech you, brother, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me." So Paul knew that what was coming his way. The Holy Spirit let him know that, look, we can take you out of here anytime. You don't have to go through what's coming. If you go back to Rome, you know what's going to happen. And but Paul said no. He wanted to go. He wanted to be literally be a voice and a martyr for the Lord. He made up his mind. Remember when he persecuted the church, and that's why he said he was one born the least of the apostles, because he did that. So now he's asking the saints there to pray for him, that as he goes through this, that he won't falter, that he'll stand fast, and he'll, in his death, glorify God in his death.
Right. So he was looking for prayer support from a distance, basically, even
right.
though they weren't. Yeah. Oh, and one thing that Kent said about, it was interesting what he said about, like, you can't see the mind of people, like, even some of these eruptions from, you know, some of these young women on the internet, but they said originally that was one thing where they started psychology, like they found that when people would talk about their problems to someone, they would get the carthetic carthesis. You know, like that was one way where it indicated that the problems weren't necessarily a brain thing, it was more in the mind.
Well,
you know.
Yeah.
In many cases.
Well, yeah, that's like, well, one of those things what they call a phantom pain, where,
yeah.
you know, where people have lost their toes, for example, you know, had the toes cut off, and but they could still feel pain in their toes or their foot, even though they didn't have a foot more. It's referred to as phantom pain, and they say that's all, it's actually in your mind because you don't have a foot anymore.
Yeah.
And
so there's parts of consciousness that we can't really, they said even women, you know, with hysteria were back then, they were diagnosed with hysteria, probably just had traumatic experiences, but they could be more easily hypnotized, which was like a hit or miss thing. You know, they didn't necessarily believe in that, but, you know, that again shows you like some of this is mind, and that goes into mind control, which is what they're trying to do.
Well, you know, it's obvious the reasons why, you know, you have, well, for example, when you see that this, the anti-Israel, remember the anti-Israel marches where all the college campuses?
Right.
You know, 75% of the people marching were women, you know, and a lot of these guys that were out there with them were there because they were promised sex if they were to go out there with them. So why did they do that? Well, it's because today more women go to college, you know, than men do. Men are going to trade schools, and they're more easily indoctrinated. It's just, again, the Bible, it's just like what God's Word, the Bible says, you know, that's where the enemy attacks women in the area of discernment. And, you know, the Bible is so accurate, it's just unbelievable. But when you see that out there, and that's the reason, because of lack of discernment, you can never explain that to them. But that's what's happening. That's why they're, you know, you have them, just like you had this woman's march again. You know, for a right, you know, to kill unborn babies. Unbelievable that you have that, but it's because of the indoctrination out there.
Yeah, so it's like a centrifugal force, that, you know. And behind the scenes, you know that they're targeting that particular group, too, that they're trying to indoctrinate them and catch them and, you know, with false, you know, it's extremely dangerous for a woman. That's a big cover-up by the media, too. How many women have bled to death from these abortions and it never got in the media? A lot.
Well, the wages of sin are death. The wages of sin are death, okay? And, yeah. You know, what happens, see, and this is what they don't understand, you know, it's what God's Word says, that those that abort their babies deserve to die, okay? And if they abort their babies unrepentant, okay, then they deserve to go to hell, okay? That's what the Word of God teaches. But in other words, it's like, well, you know, maybe that's what the Word of God teaches. But boy, that's pretty strong for me. And there's plenty of prissy preachers out there that'll soften that up and convince me otherwise. I mean, that's the way things are going. I mean, and that's the mindset of them. That's why if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 2, it kind of explains that, the mindset there. But I got to move on. Thanks,
okay.
Cliff.
Thanks.
Who do you have next?
All right, we got Linda back from California.
Okay.
Let's try
Linda,
this again.
Don't dump me this time, woman. are you there? Linda?
Yeah, here we go again. They keep cutting me off.
Oh, boy. Somebody's
okay,
out
but,
there.
But I left him the message.
Linda told me here. Linda, we'll let you go, and I'll ask Pastor for you. You can just listen.
What, yeah, go ahead.
She was getting donation requests from several institutes, and she said that she's noticed recently that they're putting a scripture quote on it, and after they're all saying capital letters EVR, and she didn't know what that meant, and wondered if you had any idea what the EVR was. After
no,
this.
I don't know. Mm-mm.
And it kind of sounded to me like it was, I don't know, kind of maybe a scam or some kind. Hmm. I don't know. I'll do some research on it, see if I can figure it out. But I've never seen an EVR after a scripture quote.
No, I haven't either.
Or at least I've never noticed. But all capital letters, EVR, and she was wondering if you had any idea what that meant.
It's possibly one of the new versions. You know, that they have, there's over 200 versions out there. There's only one Bible, but there's 200 versions of that, what we call the, perversions of the scripture.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'll look into that more. In the meantime, you want to go to Michigan? We got Lou.
Let's go to Michigan with Lou. Lou, you're in the air.
Yes, Pastor, I'd like to ask you a question regarding that resurrection. You had a caller earlier about Lazarus being resurrected. I know in the captions of Scripture they say the resurrection of Lazarus, but it says that he was raised from the dead, which I'm asking you now. This is, to me, that's a restoration. He's raised in the same body he died in. Now, the resurrection that Christ rose, now he was raised in the same body, but it was now glorified, never to die again. And would you like to comment on that?
Well, now that was the difference when you had, when Lazarus was, if you want to call him restored or resurrected. You see, when you're dead, when you're actually dead, you're not restored. You are resurrected. He was dead, but now he's alive. So he was resurrected from the dead. That's what the term means. But he was not in a glorified body. See, glorified bodies don't ever die. They live forever. And so he lived out the rest of his life, and he died. Okay. But
okay.
So that's about it.
I thank you.
All righty.
Quick research on that. EVR is easy read version.
Oh,
so,
easy.
Yeah, read. So it's like they translated it, made it shorter, simpler. It's that they changed it essentially.
Yeah, boy, and you got to watch that. Be on Linda. Be on your guard for that.
Yeah, we do not add or take away.
So yep.
Easy read version is not a version you want. Are we going to skip the break, or do you want to
take
the break?
Yeah, it's too late for that now.
Okay, we'll skip the break. We got AC in Cleveland.
Let's go to AC. AC, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor. I want to comment also on this thing with the resurrection of these saints.
Okay. Usually we get all of these who are on Resurrection Sunday time around Easter, or what they call Easter. But
well,
go ahead.
This is happening in advance.
All righty.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul gives the order of resurrection. And he says, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And he says, but every man in his own order, Christ the first fruit, and then afterwards, they that are Christ that is coming. Now, these ones that were resurrected after Christ's resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many, these would have been the first fruit. And they would have had resurrected bodies, unlike Lazarus, who did die after he was raised, okay? But they would have had resurrected bodies, because otherwise that would have detracted from the resurrection message.
Well, here you have, and it also goes on to say, many of them are with us even today. And so this was long after the Lord had gone back to heaven. So then, when he ascended back into heaven, they didn't go with him. So then they...
Well...
If they had resurrection bodies, they would still be here with us today. I mean, if they had glorified bodies.
Well, unless they were ascended with Christ, with the Bible just not mentioning that.
Well, I believe it says here in the... Let me see. Okay, and then he was seen of Cephas, and then he was seen of about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some are falling asleep. Okay, those, right, that's not the same people, are they? So you might have a point
right
there, okay? Yeah, but it doesn't say that when he ascended back into heaven, because they would have had it gone with him. But, well, that's something
right
we've got to look into.
But it does say the first fruits over in 1 Corinthians 15:23.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, like I said, if these people just were raised from the dead with the same bodies, that would detract from the resurrection message.
That's a good point. So... this is something that needs further study. We'll have to take a closer look at that. And that'll be something that would be really good for around...
Mark it down. You got homework to do, Pastor.
Yeah, because we like to look into these things real deep. But I try to, you know, in my messages, try to make them apply to current events and things. And so we usually do that.
Well, we've got one more call. Al K in Cleveland has a question for you.
Okay, Al K, you're in the air.
Good evening, Pastor Sanders and staff. I just want to make a few comments to you to reiterate maybe what you used to speak about. Do you still believe that when he was in office, Barack Obama actually used or requested to George Soros to have, I think it was 30,000 specialized guillotines designed and instructed, and 30,000 of them were delivered somewhere else, and 30,000 were left to where only God, I guess, George Soros and Barack Obama would know where they're at. Do you still believe that's true? I remember you talking about that when he was still in office toward the end of his so-called second term.
Yeah, we had, there were photos of those, and, yeah, I'm trying to remember now. That's been a while, but...
Yeah, you need to try and keep remembering, I mean, telling the people about it. I'm not saying that to criticize you. Maybe we need to hear a little bit more about that and updates on that, if you could.
Well, let me see. I know that those during the tribulation period, those guillotines are going to be put to use.
Yes.
And
yes.
So, yeah.
That's what I thought of even back then when you were commenting about it. I think it was in December of, soon after that, what was his name? Adam Lanza, or whatever his name was. He killed all those children, first graders in Newtown, Connecticut. I think you made a comment about Barack Obama having these 30,000, I think, guillotines designed. And I'm assuming it was probably George Soros and anyone he knew that knew how to design these things had them made for him at that time. So I think that's the time that you started talking about. And that would have been at the just after he was...
You know who would have put that? I think that would have been WorldNet Daily. I think that would have been WorldNet Daily to put that out.
May have mentioned it. Okay. The other thing I just want to mention, that was very, very interesting that the AC brought that up. You know what? We don't really seem to find exactly whether those people that were, that they rose from the dead after Jesus' resurrection, and of course he came up with a glorified body, even before I think went into heaven totally, because he even told, I think it was Mary Magdalene and maybe some other woman, please don't touch it, because he wanted to make sure that because he still was not fully glorified into heaven. But I think the other thing was that, and I may not be saying it fully accurately, but I think AC's got a real comment to make. I don't know where the Bible says that they actually really died again.
Well, we know for sure one person that was given, when it was resurrected and went right to heaven when the Lord, and that was the thief right upon the cross, because he told him that this day you'll be with me in glory, and so we know that he was resurrected and he went right to be with the Lord. So that's something to look into.
Exactly. Yep. And we don't know exactly how the thief actually rose again. Now, of course, Jesus, who's God Almighty and knows all things, knew how it was going to happen effectively and properly. But I'm not trying to say 24 hours in one day is always exactly in God's mind. Now, we believe in much more in the creation. Most people believe that there was, 7 24-hour days. Not every Bible theologian believes that. I'm not calling to argue about that. I'm not trying to call about that. But the one thing I'm going to say is, we know that...
Well, it says very clearly, it says it was the evening and the morning of the first day, and then the evening and the morning of the second day. So those were 24-hour periods he was referring to.
That's what I was fully taught to believe, yes. And I'll tell you what...
I have to go because I'm out of time.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. All right. We're at that point we get to every night at this time, folks. We bring on, you know, we're talking about the resurrection, and all of this is very relevant, okay, because everybody, that was born 1,000 years ago are gone. They were born 500 years ago, they're gone, okay. They were born 100 years ago. Well, most everybody that was born 100 years ago, they're not here anymore, okay? Now, if they're not here, they're in one or two places. The Bible says it's appointed to all men once to die and then the judgment. And that's the reality. It's not complicated. They're either in heaven or hell. And a lot of people out there say, well, I don't really believe the Bible. And you notice something, those people, Ken, that tell you they don't believe the Bible, never read the Bible.
No.
Yes, you ask, have you read it? Well, no, but I've heard what this guy says, and I've heard what you say, I've heard what these other people, but they haven't read it for themselves, right?
No.
But folks, I would encourage you to get a King James Bible, okay? And the King James Bible, I believe, is the Bible that God gave us, the Word of God.
And it's not an easy-to-read version. It's the word for word.
It's far superior to all of the so-called perversions of the Scripture in every way. But I would do that. I would get it and I would read it, you know. But the thing of it is when you hear the preacher or whoever, when they witness to you, that's not an accident. That's not just a coincidence that something like that's happening. All of this thing was predestined. And so you're hearing the gospel message, like right now when I'm telling you, you need to, if you have not received Christ as your Savior, if you have not done that, okay, then this is God telling you, now is the time, today is the acceptable time. You're getting a message. He is telling you, do it now. Now, sometimes you might get another. Sometimes maybe you'll hear it three or four times. Other people aren't so fortunate. God is just. He's completely just. But anyhow, I'm going to tell you what time we have left. Here's what you need to do. If you haven't done this, it's imperative that you do it, because you're going to die, okay? And you will believe. There are no unbelievers in heaven or hell. Believe me, everyone believes. And so what you need to do, and Jesus said very clearly, one, repent of your sins. You call upon the Father. And remember, Christ died in your place. He took your place. He did that for you. He suffered. He suffered and really suffered. He did it for you. He put you first. Now it's time for you. And you ought to be very, very sorry that it was your sin that caused him to suffer. And now it's time for you to repent and ask for forgiveness. You pray to the Father and you say, Lord, I'm sorry. I wish you hadn't had to do that. But please forgive me of my sins. And once you've done that, then you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus himself and you ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations, folks. He put you first. You were first, you know. And now you have to put him first in everything, before mom, dad, brother, sister, before yourself. And then once you've done that, then you will become a new creature. God always honors commitment. A born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom. Once you've done that, and you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. See, what I'm telling you is you've got God's word on this. There's nothing that's stronger, nothing more sure. And then you'll be on the path, okay, to eternal life. And that's the best place to be. Well, we're at that point that when we get to it this time every night where we say, thanks for being here with us. And come back again tomorrow. And good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And always, please, always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
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 Fight. Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.